Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's not just city leaders in New Bedford who are looking to wind energy to spur economic development. It's a leading component in the economic recovery plan of the Patrick administration. Beneath the Tobin Bridge, at the end of a vast parking lot in Charlestown, is a giant metal building. Inside is a business that state officials hope will spur economic development and investment in wind energy.
This is the lab with three test stands, so we're able to simultaneously test three blades at a time.
Rahul Yarala looks out over the massive warehouse. He's the director of the Wind Technology Testing Center, where wind energy companies pay to have their turbine blades tested for safety, to evaluate new technologies and design, and to receive an international certification on their blade designs. The center was a big investment for the state and federal governments, with the quasi-public Massachusetts Clean Energy Center chipping in $13 million, along with nearly $27 million more from the federal government. Looking up and around, you realize just how tiny you are beneath a span of metal that's 85 feet tall and slightly longer than a football field.
We want Tom Brady to come here and throw to the other end. So we're still waiting.
Two huge wind turbine blades are bolted into the wall. They look a little like giant curved elephant tusks just hanging there. One is 144 feet long. The second runs 164 feet. To test them, engineers attach a series of pulleys to move the blades up and down and side to side, imitating the stresses that wind would put on the blade. Yarala points to one blade strung with yards and yards of wire and numerous black dots.
So we have about 190 sensors on this. They're measuring stresses and strains. In these 190 locations, we're able to tell how the blade material is behaving.
What they're trying to determine is that once this blade is deployed atop a high tower with whipping winds, whether it can sustain stresses without breaking, and how long before it's so battered it needs to be replaced. They bend the blades millions of times for 4 to 6 months. At the request of one client, Yarala says his staff broke a blade on purpose to help the manufacturer better understand its own design. On a video of that test, the pulleys slowly bend the blade so far down it's bowing dramatically toward the floor in a massive arc.
This is like a crash test on a car. It's not a lowered the wind turbine would see when it's producing normal power.
As the blade is bent further, you can hear individual strands of fiberglass snapping inside. Then, the blade snaps in half. The Charlestown facility is one of just three in this country, with one in Maine and the other in Colorado. It's also the largest, with the ability to test blades that are almost 300 feet in length. Most blades in the U.S. right now are around 165 feet long.
How long before you think you get a blade that tests the capacity of this room in terms of its length?
Hopefully 3 to 5 years, but probably in the 5 year range.
Yarala says that new longer blades outgrew the Colorado facility only 3 years after it opened.
So we didn't want to make that mistake. So I think we're covered for a while, but
state energy officials say the testing center is a big boon for the state. The center has 10 long-term customers, there's a wait list for certification testing, and it's on target to reach a goal of nearly $2 billion in revenue this fiscal year. State Energy Secretary Rick Sullivan hopes the center will soon be able to rely completely on fees from wind energy companies to cover operational costs.
What would you say to a critic who said, well, isn't it up to the companies to do their own testing? Why should the state be partially in that business?
Well, I think that's actually the beauty of the model here. They're bringing their product here, they're bringing their blades here, and they're being tested here, and they pay for that. It's working here in Massachusetts, growing the clean energy cluster, the renewable cluster here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Sullivan says the center is a big draw for clean energy companies, and in fact, one company, Arizona-based TPI Composites, has opened a development facility in Fall River because of the proximity of the testing center in Charlestown. The Patrick administration is hoping the center will encourage more companies to do the same and bring more jobs. WBUR's Kathleen McNerney produced this story. I'm Bob Oakes.